this thing alive and well in Cincinnati. Mother's Day at First Church has become, over the years, a special day in the life of our congregation. We have set aside a Sunday to celebrate our mothers, those remarkable women who have showed each of us what it is to love one another, and by extension, to treasure and value all of humankind that live around us and with us and throughout the world with whom we share this time and this place. Today we will sing of our earth, to the process of shaping life, of understanding the need and the imperative of something greater in our lives, that entity we call God, and the recognition of these same impulses in cultures the world over. The contemporary poet Thomas Traeger has written this gripping poem that we are about to sing. On a personal level, I find that frequently it's the unexpected metaphor that grips me and throws me into the depth of the poet's world. In the first stanza of this poem, Traeger writes this, referring to our earth, an emerald selected for us to guard with care, an isle in space protected by a thin reef of air. It was that reef of air that sounds tenuous at best to me. He then goes to tell us and to teach us that the alternatives that he sees, and he asks us to consider the matter with him. Above the moon, earth rises. Jim LaBelle. Thank God. Of all the poets that I've ever written in this great country, perhaps the most beloved is Robert Frost. These next two choral settings are drawn from a choral cycle by the American composer Randall Thompson. Mr. Thompson was an eminent composer, educated at Harvard, served on faculties of many of our nation's most prestigious universities, and in 1958, he was commissioned to write music that would commemorate the 200th anniversary of the incorporation of the town of Amherst, Massachusetts. Thompson selected a group of poems by Robert Frost, arguably the favorite of America's poets. Today we sing two pieces from the cycle. Both were written on very famous poems. The Road Not Taken speaks not only of choices that we all must make during our lifetime, but the result of this accumulation of choices creates what must always be considered if we are to live wisely. Just the other evening, our Thursday night in our rehearsal, I said to the choir, it seems to me this poem always talks about decisions. And I said, and I thought that for years and years, but after giving this a great deal of thought, I think it also talks even more, arguably more powerfully, to the result of those decisions. We all get to a point in our life where we look back and say, if only, if I had to do over again. Choose Something Like a Star tells us there will always be dark days, and there will be trials that each of us must face. We are unequipped to face this reality alone. We need an ally. Frost tells us our ally must be noble, enduring, stoic, and an ally that is there forever. In this house, we worship our God, and if we truly believe, there is no need to fear. We wait for our orchestra. Z. Randall Stroop. Just your basic household name, eh? Is a professor of music at the University of Nebraska at Omaha. In 1996, he wrote a choral cycle of three pieces entitled Where the Earth Meets the Sky. I don't know about you folks, but I remember vividly the first time that I drove across the great plains of this country. Two things were forever emblazoned upon me. One, I got it, the great plains. Not the plains or the little plains. The enormity of northern Canada to the Gulf of Mexico. The great plains. And the other thing is, it was truly a place where the earth met the sky. I grew up in Wisconsin. We got too many trees. I mean, we don't see the earth meeting the sky. Maybe on Lake Michigan. At any rate, Mr. Stroop wrote a choral cycle of three pieces called In the Time of Silver Rain. That was the first piece. The second piece is called The Pasture, and the third is The Song of the Earth, which we'll sing this morning. In his imagination, Stroop transports us to a distant past, to a place where another people, our Native Americans, observed and worshipped in a whole other manner. He creates a connection between our two places in time with employing chant-like melodies that we seem to associate with the Native American, and concludes with a southern folk melody that seems to unite us all in this time and place that we call our beloved United States. A magical piece. And on behalf of these wonderful singers behind me, a very happy and blessed Mother's Day.